Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindsets. I hope you're all doing amazing. By the time you hear this, guys, I will be in Australia. so crazy. And I wanted to do a really real, not very spiritual, but more mindset podcast today, because if you've seen my stories this week, I've just been struggling with the feels, the overwhelm of life, not feeling too great in my body. I think the winter scaries is a real thing. Like when your girl loves mince pies and Prosecco and she wants to sit in, I've got to accept the reality that I might gain a little bit of weight. But when I was trying on my bikinis for Australia, I had a little bit of a meltdown. Like, I think if you have gone through body image issues before where you really don't feel good enough and you link your identity to your body image, it's a really difficult process when you have to admit that you've gained weight or lost weight, whatever it may be. But I think that truly you guys saved me yesterday. So if you see my story, I just literally came on ranting, just like, guys, I'm struggling with my body at the moment. And honestly, the responses were just so lovely. Like, genuinely, I need you guys as much as you need me. Like, I love that we're such a little community. So I'll read some of the responses. The first person said, take a step back and give yourself the advice you would give to an MM follower. And it's so true. Like, I can sit with so much compassion and space for other people and know that they're more than the bodies. But when it comes to me, like, even with, if you listen to my podcast, I don't talk too much about body image because it is just something that I've naturally struggled with. And I definitely need to do the work on, because your love for your body and love for yourself should not change based on your size, because our bodies are completely evolving all the time. When you get pregnant, you're growing a life. Like, when you get older, your hips get wider, your hormones change. Like, we've just got to acknowledge that change in your body is such a natural part of life, and there's so much more to life than looking at our bodies, which is, I'll get onto another point in a moment. But these are some of the tips. So instead of looks, start to value your body more for the ability. So the fact that you're able to walk, the fact that you've got fat and skin that protects your organs, your cells are there to love you, to keep you alive. They only care about you. Also reminding yourself about how lucky you are to have this body, and that your body continues to support your ambitions and how you feel your best, take you to places, hug your loved ones. When you look in the mirror, try and find three things that you love about yourself. And someone put, you're so beautiful just as you are. Take it from me, after three kids, you just learn to love it. Stop comparing your body and take a minute to look at all the beautiful things that your body does. You are the youngest you're ever going to be, and there is so much more to life. Genuinely, it just has melted my heart. And somebody sent me a video of, have you ever watched My Mad Fat Diary? What's her name? She's not called Finn, but I'm going to call her Finn for the purpose of this podcast. I will actually leave it in the show notes, and I promise I'll leave it in the show notes. But it's like an inner child advice, like, about how you need to imagine your younger self was sat there when you're saying to yourself all these negative things and horrible things, and imagine saying it to her. And it's just so powerful. So I'll definitely keep them on. But this links to what has been going on with me over the past week or so. And I'm saying this because I think you realize, like, your health is so important. Like, we're so much more than the way we look. So earlier on this year, I got the LEAP surgery. So basically, when I first got my smear done, it came back as severe SYN2-3 cell changes, which is obviously not very good at all, not very good at all. So I had to get surgery to remove all of the cells. And basically, I went to get my smear done before Australia, and I got a call from the nurse, there's cell changes. And I was like, no. Literally, my heart sank. Like, I cried the whole night, and I was just like, this can't be happening. Like, this genuinely can't be happening. I thought I was gonna have to get that surgery again. Like, I was so worried, like, so upset. And it just makes you realize, like, your bodies are doing so much to protect and love you. So if you haven't got your smear done and you still haven't and you're over 25, please take this as a sign to just go and get it done. But I actually went to the surgery today for them to have a look, and it's okay. It's all okay. I've got the all clear, and I can't be more grateful. And it just links into the fact that, like, be grateful for your body. Do you know what I mean? Like, look after your body. Don't be treating it rubbish, talking to it rubbish, feeding it rubbish. Like, we need to be healthy in order to live a full life, and to focus on our wellness and manifesting and everything. We need to be in a healthy body. So yeah, that is my little sign to you. But this podcast is about, it is not the problem that is the problem, it is the weight you give it. So when I was younger, I used to have such a closed mindset. And if something was going wrong, it would be the end of the world. And I would obsess, I would worry, I'd be so frantic about my life and think it's all going wrong. And I'd use the words like, oh, it's always me, isn't it? Like, just my luck and things like that. Any minor inconvenience. And the quality of your life depends on your perspective and your ability to be resilient and to flow and to accept change. And that comes when you have a growth mindset. When I first got that call, your mind races to everything, to the worst case scenario, to what's going wrong. If you hear bad news, straight away you're thinking of everything that is wrong with it, what could happen. But when we put weight on the problem, when we think of the worst case scenario, we obsess, we ruminate, whether it be, right, a breakup, a job loss, whether it be losing friendships, whether it be family arguments, the problem isn't the problem, it's the weight that you give it. And problems can be so difficult, like life can get so hard. And I'm not saying that your problems aren't problems, but the way you go around handling it will dictate the quality of your life and how you bounce back and how you see things. And we've just got to ask ourselves at the end of the day, like, how do we want to feel about this? Like, we often will think of the worst case scenario before it's even happened. And our brains naturally do that because we want to make sure that we're protecting ourselves and we know every kind of outcome so that it's not going to scare us and stunt us. I actually watched a reel today, and it was a girl heartbroken, in bits, sobbing. And on the reel, she said, I let God take care of it. And this is what happened. And then it just showed her with this new guy and kissing him. And they got married. And it's just so cute. But when we put so much weight on our problems, and it's what we focus on, it is hard to find solutions. Imagine carrying shopping bags, like, but you never put them down. You're just holding them constantly. Like, think of how heavy they get. And a lot of our problems we will hold and we will cling on to, and we will keep them so close to us out of fear, without realizing that we can just drop the bag. If you give so much weight to the problems and always think problem-based rather than solution-based, the quality of your life is going to reduce so much, because you're not clinging on to hope, you're not clinging on to faith, you're not thinking, maybe this will be okay, what can we do about it? And when I told my mum and dad about what was going on, they literally put, it's not a problem, we're going to get it sorted. Whatever happens, there is a solution for everything. There is a solution for everything. What doesn't break you makes you stronger. There's girls that have messaged that have been in such a bad place, and they now are out the other side with a completely different perspective on life. Like, where you focus your mind on that problem is how you're going to get through it. Problems that I faced 3 years ago, 5 years ago, in certain jobs that were stressing me out so much to the point that I'd come home crying every night. Like, honestly, I used to work for a house building company, and bear in mind, this is when I got back from Australia. I don't think I'd have been doing the podcast actually at that point. But basically, I was managing like 400 properties, and never get someone riled up about their new home, because wow, it's the biggest investment anyone's going to make. So you can imagine how protective people got over it. So snagging lists as long as my arm, like, my manager used to promise the world to people. Like, she would put them up in hotels, and suddenly she left the business. People were in hotels. She'd promise them that all these contractors are coming in and renovating, no notes on the system. And nobody was at their house. And they obviously went back to check the like progress of it, and nothing was being done. So you can imagine this angry Scottish man on the phone, right? I had the phone a meter away, and to this day, I can still hear that angry Scottish man. What was he even saying? He's like, where is your manager? Literally screaming like, my family's in a hotel. I walked out like Britney Spears, like I was done with that shit. And then I got home and I was like, what am I doing? Like, I've got Dubai booked in 10 days. So I scarped back in, and honestly, their faces, they were like, oh my God, like we really didn't think you'd come back. And I was like, yeah, neither did I, but got bills to pay. And lo and behold, the new manager got me in the office and was like, so I heard about yesterday. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, well, today's not going to be a good day for you. I was like, oh, here we go. And he sacked me. And he's like, to be fair, I could not have my daughter doing this. And I was like, fair enough, fair enough. But at that point, I was so grateful. They gave me a payout. I was like, this universe, there is a God. Thank you. I was genuinely so fucking buzzing that he pushed me out, because I think I'd have stayed and sucked it up. And they escorted me off the premises. It was just, it was a scene. It was a scene, guys. But my point is, that was such a problem for me. And now I howl about it. And so when you're in your 20s, 30s, and there's this job that you don't like, there's these boys or girls that are ghosting you, you know, your relationship isn't great, remember that these are trying times, and don't give weight to this problem. Where do you want to be? If a job isn't serving you, guys, like if you're consistently not happy and so unfulfilled, you owe it to yourself to change jobs. Like, you owe it to yourself to find a better job, because eventually the universe will push you out of that job anyway. And you deserve happiness. Like, you deserve to be happy. And we cling on to fear that, oh, maybe I won't get a better job. This is a good relationship. Or, you know, oh, this money's all right. Like, it does pay the bills. Like, we deserve better. And so if this is a problem in your life, like, I want you to think now of a problem that is going on right now that you're feeling a little bit stuck on. And I want you to ask yourself, like, am I giving this problem unnecessary weight by overthinking about it, analyzing, thinking about the future when I don't even know the future, and ask, like, what would be the best case scenario? And also, what is the solution to this? Like, if you're really not liking this job, what could you be doing? Could you be applying for different jobs? Why don't you go and speak to people? So my manager now, she used to be a freelancer, and I used to ask her how she got work, because she used to do marketing, and she would find all of her work through going to networking events. When you're ready, the universe will meet you halfway. So when you decide that, like, this is no longer going to be a problem anymore, like, how long do you want to have this problem for? You know, like, how long will you tolerate this? And I think there needs to be a deadline. Like, I really think there does need to be a deadline. But it's about asking yourself, like, what quality of life do I want to live? Because life can be very shit, and life can be bad, and you can go through very, very bad periods. But it's how you pull yourself out of that period. There's an old quote that says, it's not what happens that determines the quality or quantity of your life. And the reason is because what happens happens to about everyone. The sun went down on all of us last night, a common event. And it's true that the same thing can happen to two different people, but one gets rich and the other one stays poor. And why is that? It's not because of what happens, but rather what you do about it. And me and Jen have spoke so much about action. And it's the action you take that makes a difference on how your life works out. The thing is that when you're in a bad place, when I'm in a bad place, I forget about the whole world. Like, I think sometimes when you're in a bad place, you really get quite selfish with it. Like, I know that when I'm struggling, like, I really go into myself and I shut off and I feel like, woe is me. We all can do that, guys. Like, it's not bad to feel sorry for yourself from time to time. It's not bad to spend a few days moaning and groaning. But ultimately, we are responsible for our lives. And that was one of the first things that I ever started working with when it came to self-development. I think it was in a Tony Robbins book. And it said, you are 100% responsible for what is happening right now in your life. And again, that is a huge, huge quote that can be argued to the nines. Like, that everything is our responsibility. But what I took from that is it's our responsibility how we handle everything that is going on in our lives and our attitude towards it. If you're dealing with something really difficult and you identify with the difficulty, you're struggling with it, you're feeling in a really bad place, all you talk about is the problem and you're not taking any steps to heal yourself, to help yourself, to think of solutions, then you're going to stay in that problem. And we don't want that for ourselves. Like, we don't want to stay in a place that isn't for us. Like, we need to learn the lessons in those difficult times. And so when we're disappointed, when we're upset, when we're going through a hard time, we need to ask ourselves, like, what are we going to do about this? And honestly, it can piss you off sometimes. Like, when I want to moan and groan sometimes, and I have a lot of friends who are very just radically honest with me, and will just say, like, stop moaning about it. And sometimes it annoys you because you just want to moan and you just want, but they're right. Like, what are we going to do about it? Because I think we want to hide from that question. And when we've been through past hurts and when we're used to things going wrong, and when you identify with things going wrong, just like using the story of, oh, just my luck, it's always like this for me. There's no accountability. Like, we're not taking control there. Does that make sense? Like, we're not getting in the driver's seat and saying, right, okay, the car's veered off this direction, but it's my responsibility now to get it back on track. Because sometimes admitting that we're the ones that are keeping us stuck in certain situations, and it's our behavior and it's our mindset towards it, not all situations, but a lot of them. Sometimes it's hard taking accountability because change seems so difficult. And something that I massively practice now is when I have gone through something with somebody or with something in my life, I kind of ask, like, where I contributed to that. Like, with the redundancy, did I work hard enough? Probably not. I'm joking. But, you know, certain situations, like, was I a little bit rude there? Like, I actually have recorded a podcast for the subscription about how to have difficult conversations and set boundaries. And really, you know what? Hard conversations give you a quality life because you are telling people what you need and what you want. But your conviction can also be a huge part of that. And sometimes my conviction has been wrong, and I've held my hands up and said, listen, I've communicated that very wrong. And so working on how you communicate and how you get a message across, because you might have the perfect message, but if you say it in a tone that someone doesn't understand, you'll never get through to them. So having hard conversations is going to be out soon, guys. But my point with that was, when you make a mistake, when you say things wrong, are you owning up to your part of the problem? People can cause you pain, you know, like staff members, people that are jealous of you, like, they can cause you a lot of hurt, but it is your choice to rise above that. Are you still clinging on to blame about other people, or are you just taking accountability, letting things go? Because honestly, guys, I've done a lot of podcasts on forgiveness. The only way you will live a quality life is if you live without resentment, without unforgiveness, because not forgiving someone only hurts yourself. And I want you to think of this as liberating, because whatever's happened to you, whatever has happened to you in life, whoever's treated you wrong, whatever's happened that has hurt you, you can change that pain into wisdom, and you can change your reaction, because you're always in control. You've always been in control, and you can change the outcome of your life. I think there's a book, I know that Jen's read it and she's obsessed with it, called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it's two similar stories, and one is rich and one is poor, because of his mindset. And we do all this stuff on healing and becoming a better version. So it's time that we start to reframe the narrative and heal from the past, whether it's resentment for someone, maybe someone's broke your heart, maybe a work colleague has been awful to you. But you've got to understand that you're not here to hold that pain anymore. You're not here to hold that resentment, because if you're holding on to resentment because of how someone else has treated you, you're holding the poison, you know? Like, you deserve to be free from that and rise above it. And there's that saying, isn't there, that if something doesn't relate to you, you're not going to be offended by it. Like, if someone said to me, "You are so ridiculously tall," I would laugh because, like, because genuinely, I know that I'm not tall. Do you know what I mean? Whereas if someone called me fat or spotty or whatever it may be, because I've felt like that in the past and because I might feel a little bit off with my body or I've got spots, I'm obviously going to relate to that and feel it in my core. And so letting things go, letting bygones be bygones, changing how you see a problem and not giving it unnecessary weight. Like, maybe you've heard bad news, maybe this isn't how you've seen it going, but trusting that you're going to learn so much from this difficulty and dropping the bags until you need to pick up that worry. Because so often we can worry about things and it will never even happen, and you're holding on to these heavy bags when you could have just dropped them. So let go, drop the weight, and learn to worry less. And it's easy to say, but meditate on it, journal on it. How can I let this go? Like, how can I give this a little bit less weight? What is the solution? Because we're solution focused, honey. And if you're not willing to change something, don't complain about it. Because we are in the driver's seat. We can make change. And the sooner you make change, the sooner you reframe your narrative, the sooner you forgive, the sooner you let things go, the sooner you're going to feel happier, going to feel more bubbly, more like yourself, more high vibe. Remember that when we hold, like, think of the problems, think of the past, think of the people that have hurt you, think of, you've got them in your little bags that you're carrying. And the more you're putting in there, the more stress, the more worry, work worries, relationship worries, you're holding on to these heavy bags. And that is no good for your vibration. So if this has resonated with you and you know that you overthink, you know that you worry, you know that when you hear something bad, your brain just goes straight away to worst case scenario, it's time to do that work and to help yourself. And because ultimately we are working on you. We want you to be the most healed, happy, carefree, loving version of yourself. And you cannot feel like that when you're burdened with the past, with worries about friends, money, relationships. So let's really focus on the solution. Let's focus on dropping the bags. And meditation is a massive, massive thing. I did it for half an hour this morning. I've not been as onto the routine, but meditation and becoming aware of your thoughts and realizing that you can sit back and watch your thoughts come and go. And you can genuinely, this morning, I think it's because I woke up at 4 o'clock and I was still half asleep and I could actually just literally hear the thoughts coming in and out. Oh, I need to get this present. Oh, I need to do this. Oh my God, Christmas is so soon. I wonder what she wants. I was sitting there as if I was watching a movie screen of all my thoughts. And when you can get like that, so you know that you are not your thoughts, you're not your worries, and can become a little bit disjointed from the problems, the anxieties that are in your mind, you'll be so much more able to focus on solutions. So guys, I really hope this has helped and helped you feel a little bit more at ease, been a bit inspiring. We love you. We will see you next week on the podcast.